Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wonderful Wafakak, wonderful Wafakak, it's wonderful Wafakak to you.
To me.
Oh, the children are screaming and the dogs are barfing and everybody wonders what time it is. It's time for wonderful Wafakak. So get your clothes and throw them in the dryer.
Perfect.
It's a weird song, but I memorized it just for you.
Thanks. You serenaded me. it's day 16 and we're going to open another door.
Do you remember anything about last night?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. My head hurts a little bit. I know that.
Thanks to the work of the Roofie Board of Canada, I remember nothing.
I remember that was what was supposed to happen, so I'm fairly certain I was roofied. I don't know who did it or how, but I'm guessing I had a lot of fun because I have like handprints of paint all over the house and like there are vases that are smashed and I don't even own vases. And like, oh yeah, it's the place is just
a
mess.
I woke up surrounded by double deckers and fingers of foot.
That's just a regular morning for you.
So, should we open day 16?
This looks like just a hairy door, like a door literally made out of hair.
It's an organic door that was grown in a lab.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I'm going to open the.
I'm not touching that. You go. Yeah, you do. Oh, God, the sound. No. Oh.
Let's never speak of this door again. So, I'm about to try some French. So, to warn everyone, especially
my favorite
passionate French speakers, La Fête de Roi.
What?
La Fête de Roi. Ra. Ra.
Okay. So
it means party of the king. And it's celebrated in Quebec, and it marks the end of the Christmas season, the party of the king.
Okay. The party of the king. We don't have the king.
It's not just celebrated. I mean, the king is Jesus. It's Christmas.
Oh, the king of Christmas.
The king of Christmas. Jesus, famous king of Christmas. with his eight wives. So it's also celebrated in Latin America, Europe, Spain and Portugal, but it kind of started, the way that it's celebrated in Quebec is much more influenced by the French tradition. And what it means is that the French tradition is a thing called the King's Cake.
Okay.
So,
like a urinal cake?
No, like a edible cake. I mean, you can eat urinal cake, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat anything at once.
Please don't. So, so the special cake is made, and there's hidden inside is a small bean in the cake.
Okay.
So whoever gets the slice of the cake with the bean hidden inside.
I swear to God, this sounds like another Wafuck Act night. Like,
no, this is a real tradition. Then you're named the king or queen for the day. You're treated like a king or a queen for the day. Because
hold on.
Bean in your cake.
In the family, in a village, in the city, like in an entire festival?
Within the household, I think.
Okay, so someone makes a cake, and in that cake, they stick a bean. Like, what kind of bean?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Baker's choice.
Just a bean. And if someone eats that, gets that bean, like you're just sitting there eating a slice of delicious vanilla cake. And then you chomp down on like
a baked bean,
And like, oh, this is disgusting. But oh boy, I'm the king. And they give you a crown as you spit it into a bucket, and then everyone treats you like royalty for the day? There's no fucking way you're not making this up.
Instead of every cloud have a silver lining, every cake has a king's bean.
There's no fucking way you're not making this up.
I'm not making this up, I promise.
This is a tradition in Quebec.
Yes, and it's a tradition in lots of places around the world.
What?
I think it's kind of, I think it seems to be places that have also been influenced by the Catholic Church. It seems to be a tradition from that, I believe. So, but there are also rules. So when serving portions...
This is getting better and better. What the fuck?
Usually, when serving portions, is usually the youngest child able to do so is responsible for determining which guest will receive each piece of cake. For the sake of justice, the child will
sit... For the sake of justice!
The child will sit under the table.
What?
And designate each time a person is, so they can only see their legs.
What the fuck?
And then the guest.
It's just like, what? Just like a plate with a slice of cake and a hand just comes out from underneath the table up in front of you. So you, like, you thank you, child.
You randomize it with a young child under the table. So
there's no. What the fuck?
And then the guest who ends up with a bean is crowned king or queen for the day. And then, unfortunately for the king or queen, the following year, they have to provide the cake. That's the deal.
This is made up. I mean, I guess everything's made up. But like,
if you're from Quebec and or anywhere else in the world and you've celebrated this.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it called?
La Fête de Roi. Roi? Roy? Royce? If you're from Quebec and you've celebrated, let us know, because Jesse thinks I've made it up.
Where does it even come from?
Lots of people celebrate it.
Why?
Because it's a tradition. Why does anyone do anything?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fucking weird. It's cool. All right. So, like, what's the crown made out of? How do they treat the royalty? Like, what do they do?
I don't think there's a crown. There's just a cake with a mystery bean inside.
And then whoever eats the bean, you said, gets crowned.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming if you're getting crowned, there's a crown.
No, it's just a bean. maybe they do.
And then the person who's like treated like royalty, they get to like sit in the comfy chair all night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or they don't have to pour their own beer. Someone brings them beer, and maybe they, I don't know, maybe they get to
get a second piece of cake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And yeah.
Maybe invade a rival kingdom.
Yeah, you took it to another level, but sure, yeah, that's that can work. Yep,
yeah, exactly. So anyway, so what night is it tonight, Jesse?
Tonight is night 16, the night of all of the clothes.
Yes.
You have to wear all of your clothes. It's that
all
simple.
Of your clothes. It's an uncomfortable night, but a necessary one.
It's to remind you and everyone around you that, hey, it's cold out. You have to put all your clothes on and then get in the bath.
Exactly.
And then see how difficult it is to get out. And if if you manage to get out of the tub, you spin around as fast as you can.
To dry off your clothes. To
dry off your clothes. All of your clothes. All of your wet clothes.
Yeah. Like, exactly. I mean, it sounds bizarre, but we are talking about a hidden bean in a cake that makes you king.
If you're king tonight, you don't have to put on all your clothes.
No, exactly. Exactly. Instead of the sword in the stone is the bean in the cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
So weird, man. So weird.
So thanks, patrons. We're so glad. No, this is a free one. This is a free episode.
There you go. Fucking up already, Reese. Yeah, Jesus.
There we go. So if you saw how nicely I spoke to the patrons, if you're part of that club, you get that all the time. You're not. So go to our Patreon and sign up and support us.
Yeah. patreon.com/ Canadian politics is boring. Actually, I don't know if it's a slash or not. Just search
premium for content.
Yeah, there's like all kinds of good shit in there.
Here we go. Exactly. Yeah. So, wonderful Wolfuckak. We'll see you soon.
Wonderful Wolfuckak, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.